Hello, my name's Christiana and welcome to the Oceanside Community Church podcast. We're a church in Park Salon, Vancouver Island, with a vision to be fully devoted children of God, fully mature in Jesus Christ, and fully alive with the Holy Spirit. We welcome you to join us weekly on this journey. For more information about our church, visit our website at oceansidecommunitychurch.ca or download our mobile app. We pray that you'll be blessed and equipped by today's teaching.
Reading from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And Jesus is speaking. These are the words of Jesus. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for its truth. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. Lord, please open our minds, open our hearts by the power of your Spirit. Give us ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Josh, for that powerful testimony. And I shouldn't be surprised the way the Holy Spirit works, but you touched on a lot of things from the message. You talked about how Christ is an abiding presence with you. You proclaimed that Jesus is the way, and you talked about knowing where you were going, that you were going to heaven. So I'm done. See you guys. No, but that's kind of my message. I'll pick up on that, and it's about Jesus. It's about his statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we'll particularly focus on the first part of that assertion. I am the way. Jesus said, I am the way. And there are situations in life where it's vitally important to know the way. It really matters if you know the way. And I'd like to share a personal anecdote. I remember a time in my 20s, I was traveling in Israel, and I think I've mentioned before that I participated in an archaeological dig. But before that, I decided to go from Canada and fly over to Israel ahead of time, and I traveled around the country. I stayed in different places, mostly youth hostels, didn't have much money at the time. And perhaps it was kind of an indication of my age, but I didn't really have a solid concrete plan or itinerary. I think to kind of please my mom, thank you, Mom, though, I had booked the first night in a hotel, so I arrived in Tel Aviv, I stayed in a hotel, and after that, I was basically just going to wing it and just travel around the country and stay. I knew there were some youth hostels there. So after seeing Tel Aviv, I decided to travel down the Mediterranean coast to the city of Ashkelon, and I had heard that there was a campground there where I could stay. And I remember I got to Ashkelon, and I had no idea of the way. I did not know where this campground was, and I found myself there weren't any houses around. I was sort of out in the countryside, probably because I was interested in ancient ruins, so there weren't houses around. There's no people. I don't know where this campground is, and it's starting to get dark. And I was in a different country, halfway around the world, and remember, this is before cell phones. So I had no cell phones, I had no Google Maps, and I just didn't know where I was. I guess they call that being lost, but that didn't enter my brain. It's like I just haven't got there yet, and I don't know the way. So in that situation, it was absolutely critical that I found the way. And I'll share what happened next. I'll kind of lean into this illustration because it's also really important what information we get and whether that information is accurate. And in life, we have many people, many voices competing for our attention, pointing us this way or that way. And it desperately matters who we listen to and who we believe. Jesus said, "I am the way." Do we choose to believe Jesus, or do we choose to believe something else, some other idea? So back to my story. I'm alone. It's starting to get dark. I don't know what to do. And then a group of people walk by. Ah, so I say, "Hey, do you know where this campground is?" "Oh, yeah. Go that way." Okay, awesome. So there I am. I'm off, and I head the way they're telling me to go at first. And traveling through Israel, I met lots of kind strangers, lots of people who were honest to me and friendly and helpful. But in that particular moment, I really feel God protected me, because there was something that didn't feel right about their advice. And so I went the way they told me to go. But as soon as they were out of sight, I kind of crouched down and I doubled back. I was like stealth-like. I didn't want them to see me. And I ended up going the completely opposite direction that they had told me to go. And I found myself in the campground that I was looking for. And that just reminds me of the danger of choosing to go anyway and thinking that it doesn't matter which way you decide to go. It does matter. How can we know the way? I really believe there's a deep longing in the human heart to understand, to know, to have purpose, to have direction. And when I was preparing for this message, after praying, I began to read through this passage, give it a first read again. And I got to verse 5, and I hope I won't cry again. Thomas says to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? How can we know the way?" And I just started crying, like blubbering and sobbing like a small child, and tears are running down my face. And I thought about it. I'm like, why is this hitting me so hard? Like, it just hit me. How can we know the way? And I think it's because we're looking for answers. Deep down, we're desperately seeking answers. And things happen in life, a variety of situations, and we see them. Some things are happening in the world around us, and they're outside our control, and they're terrible, and they're tragic. And we're saying, why? Why? And things happen to us in our own lives, personal things, things that are difficult and things that are painful. They might be with our family. They might happen at work. It might be something about friendships. And these difficult, painful things happen. And we say, why? Why? It doesn't always make sense. We don't always understand. We don't always know what to do. So that question, how can we know the way? It's big. It's real. It's relevant. It's a longing of our heart. And let's look at the response of Jesus. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way. What a bold statement. I am the way. And notice Jesus didn't say, well, I know the way. I can explain the way. I can make a list and give you some directions and guidance so that you will be able to find the way. No, he didn't say any of that. It was just plain, simple, powerful. I am the way. That might be offensive to some people. Some people might get angry because of that statement. Some people do. Some people might go on the attack. Some people might ridicule, scoff, laugh. And look at what happened to Jesus. Look at how he was treated. It's a polarizing statement, but it's one that Jesus made boldly. And this is at the heart of the gospel message because it's a statement of love. It's the good news of great joy that we celebrated at Christmas. Jesus is the way. It's Jesus. There's nothing else. And he's reaching out today. He's holding out his hands. He says, I love you. I died for you. I rose again. I'm preparing a place for you. I want you to be with me forever. And what's our response? Our response to Jesus. And there's a response when we first say yes. The response of accepting God's gift of salvation. In Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your mouth that you believe and are justified. Sorry, it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. It's with your heart you believe. God sees to your heart. He knows what's there, and it's your choice. It's your heart. It's your life. No one can make that for you. And Jesus is saying, I am the way. I am the way. What is your response? What is your response today? Let's take a moment, church. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray together. Not rush over this time. Let's listen. Father, we ask for your Spirit to move in this place. We bind any obstacles in the name of Jesus. And I'd like to ask, is there anyone here today wanting to say yes to Jesus? To say yes, I believe you are the way. I want to be with you. You can pray right now. God knows your thoughts. He knows what's in your heart. And if you're willing, pray a prayer like this. Dear God, Father in heaven, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus is the way. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins, and that he rose again. I'm sorry for the wrong things I have done. I turn away from my old life, and I turn to Jesus. I invite Jesus into my life, into my heart, as my Savior, my Lord, and my friend. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer from your heart, you are part of God's forever family, and there's rejoicing in heaven, and we rejoice with you. And make sure to tell someone. Tell one of us here who believes in Jesus. Tell someone about the decision that you made. And you can make that decision anytime. There's lots of testimonies of people who have heard messages, and then later that night, when they're alone in their own room, they give their life to Jesus. Jesus is waiting. And this response of saying yes and accepting God's free gift of salvation, it's powerful and it's life-changing. But once you've made that initial decision, there is also an ongoing response to Jesus. And let's briefly think, what are a couple of the implications of living each day fully aware that Jesus is the way? I think a particularly relevant one is that we are able to live a life of peace. And our peace does not depend on the situation that we're in or the obstacles we face, because those can be very unpeaceful. I'm not sure if unpeaceful is a word, but I think it fits. Instead, our peace depends on Jesus. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Our hearts are not troubled because of our belief in Jesus. And to quote a song I learned at family camp, with Jesus in the boat, you can smile at the storm when you're sailing home. And where is our home? In a very real sense, when we believe in Jesus, we're already home, because Jesus is our home. We find the way in Jesus. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are children of light. We are able to ask Jesus for anything in his name. Let's live this way. Let's live each day in God's presence with an understanding of who we are in Jesus Christ. On our own, we may not feel like much. We may feel like we're getting overwhelmed, but we're not on our own if we believe. We're with Jesus. He's right there. He's walking every moment with us. And as the band comes up, let's also realize that Jesus is the way to eternal life with God. Be encouraged. Rejoice. Understand what is waiting for those who believe. Jesus said, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am." How wonderful. Just words fall short of this. It's impossible to fully describe this. Jesus is preparing a place for us, a place in his Father's house. And there is room for all who would believe. And there we will be with Jesus forever. John 3:16. We have eternal life if we believe in Jesus. What a comfort. What a hope. What a future. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, I ask you to work in my life, in our lives. Just come in and do the work that we can't do on our own, Lord, and take these words and make them become real. Just help us to find those ways and remember, like, Jesus is the way. He's right here. He sent his Spirit. He's walking with us.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or download our mobile app for more content. If you're in the area, we hope to see you soon. Until next time, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you as you live by his Spirit.